I have lived with a secret. I have lived in a dark cloud of shame for a very long time. I am married to a man who has judged me for the secret I'm about to tell you. But you know, you need your people and you need your friends, because without even realizing it, Max said something very casually that lifted the weight of oppression and shame off my heart.
We always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
So many people like grapes, you know, green grapes, purple grapes, those big, black, juicy Concord grapes, muscadine grapes. Chardonnay grapes, wine grapes, grapes made into juice, grapes made into jam, grapes made into wine. People are like, I like grapes. Grapes are a popular snack to give your toddler. Oh, sure, you have to cut them in half so the kid doesn't choke to death, but still, that's not that much effort. Yeah. Grapes, you go to places and like it'll be a fancy party that was done by a caterer. And somewhere on that buffet table is going to be a big old platter of fruit, and grapes are loud and proud, and nobody judges you if you reach for a big old juicy handful of grapes. I saw this crazy ass biatch diet lady a long time ago on the internet who said that she dealt with her cravings for chocolate by eating frozen green grapes that she kept in her freezer. And of course, I knew she was lying, because absolutely no one has dealt with a craving for chocolate with a damn frozen green grape. But I saluted her attempt to delude herself. And I'm fine with grapes. I like wine. I like grapes. I got no fight with grapes. But buddy, you tell somebody you like raisins and you need to get ready to be judged.
Why?
I like raisins. I like raisins. And we were just like in the middle of doing something else that had nothing to do with anything. Max said, do you want to talk about raisin bread? And I was like, well, yes, I do. Do you like raisin bread? And I expected him to go, no, because raisins are disgusting and they look like bugs and they're chewy and they taste like musty old moldy things. I braced myself for an attack on the humble raisin, and it didn't come, because Max goes, I love raisin bread. And in that moment, I realized it is okay to like raisins. I have been so raisin shamed for most of my life that it is freaking ridiculous. Lamar, where do you come down on raisins, and why do I get the feeling you hate them?
No. I'm a raisin bread. I'm not big on them straight. I like to have them with something else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like raisin bread, or, you know, scatter them in some different things, salads and stuff like that. No. I think they add a lot to it. Just to sit there and turn the box up like I used to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Not as much, but yeah. But see, I'm a dried prune person. Just like raisins are dried grapes, I'm a dried prune person. I can eat them all day. I love dry prunes, which are dried plums.
Lamar, I've personally, although I seldom have prunes handy, but I look at a prune as a raisin's cousin that became a pro wrestler. I got fight with a prune. One of the most delicious things I ever ate in a restaurant was a chicken dish that was served with braised dried prunes and dried apricots. I mean, it was butter and white wine. And then the fruit, it had that, you know, dried fruits have that really concentrated, rich, warm autumnal flavor. Now you throw some white wine and some butter and a slow roast with a yard bird in the oven, and please, dear God, it was delicious. Oatmeal raisin cookies, oatmeal with raisin, cinnamon buns with raisins in them. Spice cake, apple spice cake with raisins in it all day long. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, my friend's mom made a raisin pie. And you know what was in it? Raisins. And nothing else. It was pie dough, and it was raisins. And it was delicious. And you know, we're going to talk some more about nature's most maligned fruit. So I guess my question is, why are people so passionate on the subject of raisins? Like, why are they controversial? I even asked the internet, and the internet was like, well, the problem is that people don't realize that raisins need to be eaten when they're fresh. That if you buy a box of raisins in, let's say, the 1980s, and you pull them out tomorrow, they're going to be dry and hard and old and flavorless. And a lot of people don't realize that raisins have to be kept and sealed so that they stay moist and chewy. But it seems to me that there's more than that, you know, for the raisin hate. There's an entire subreddit for people that hate raisins.
Is it because of the sugar content? Because dried fruit has more sugar.
My mother would give me those little red boxes of raisins when I was a kid.
Sun-made.
And Sun-made. Can I just say, they had sugar on them. So that wasn't, it's like they weren't sweet enough. They had sugar on them. Oh, yeah. But somehow my mother had it in her head that I was having a health food. What I was just doing was getting another source of sugar.
Dried fruit. I love dried fruit. But all dried fruit has way more sugar than the fruit started with. I mean, that's part of the process.
But, you know, you get you some steel-cut oats, and you throw in some cinnamon and a handful of raisins and some almond milk and a minute and 40 seconds in the microwave, and people, you got you a breakfast, right? And because the raisins are so sweet, you don't need any extra sugar. And in the microwave, they get plump and chewy, so it's not like you're chewing on a nub of an old pencil eraser. And I get, so on the subreddit about raisin hate that I was looking at, one person proposed this theory, and tell me if you agree. They were like, raisins were fine, right? Until, you know, like probably the mid-1970s, when suddenly chocolate chips were everywhere and widely available. And instead of an oatmeal raisin cookie, you would get an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie. And people began expecting a chocolate chip. And when they bit into a raisin, it felt like a betrayal of everything good and decent.
Give me a choice of a chocolate chip cookie versus a raisin cookie. I'll eat the raisin cookie every time. Oh, I love oatmeal raisin cookies. Christmas. Oatmeal raisin cookies. Like a health food.
Christmas time, my mother would make chocolate chip cookies and fruit cookies in addition to an array of other ones. But the chocolate chip cookie looked on the outside exactly like the fruit cookie that had raisin in it. Can I just tell you what a disappointment it was when you did bite into the fruit cookie? I'm just being honest here. And I like raisins. But
I love.
Well, if you're thinking chocolate chip in your head and you don't get chocolate chip, it's a mess.
Yeah, I get it. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I mean, we've all had relationships like that. I was thinking, mutual love, respect, and kindness, and you were thinking you're a dick. It was very disappointing. But I love oatmeal raisin cookies so much that if you give me an oatmeal raisin cookie, let me tell you what I'm going to do. And it's weird. And this might explain why I have struggled socially in life, but I'm going to eat all around and save the raisins for last. Which I can't even imagine Lamar doing. I think of you just biting into everything with full gusto.
Are they not evenly distributed in the whole cookie?
I just like them all at the end, all at once. Which you have to be discreet when you're eating it like that because you look like a freak.
Have either one of you ever been to a Fuddruckers?
Yeah.
Oh, and not for a long time.
They got their own bakery. But their cookies, their chocolate chip cookies, I understand. They're good. But their oatmeal raisin cookie, I tell you what I used to do. When I was going down to Union to watch movies in the middle of the week, for the review, sometimes instead of going down there and getting popcorn, I would swing by the Fuddruckers and I would get a baker's dozen of oatmeal raisin cookies, which means they're 13 cookies. And I left that theater with an empty bag, buddy. I love those things.
I mean, speaking of theaters, like my preferred movie snack is popcorn and raisinettes. And I'm here to tell you, I have never once had, and no one has ever asked me to share my raisinettes with them, even though I've offered.
Because I put peanut M&M's in mine, peanut M&M's, and I shake them up so that I get a handful of popcorn.
You put them in the popcorn? Did you do that too, Sherry? You put the raisins in the popcorn, or did you keep them separate? I really
think
keep
they
need
separate.
To be separate.
No.
I keep them separate. But I know people that do what Lamar did.
It's a treasure hunt. Mm. You reach in for a thing of popcorn, and it's really good. Then you reach in, and you get another, and all of a sudden, there's a peanut M&M, and you get that sweet and salty together. Oh!
Max, so what you have to understand is, me and you, and I think maybe Doc too, we're the kind of people, we approach life slowly and we give it the side eye and we're making sure it's not about to pull a trick. Lamar runs at life like he's some sort of cartoon animal, like Kung Fu Panda. Lamar runs at life and throws himself into its arms. And, you know, for the most part, it's worked for him. He's not gotten anything bitten off. Like, things have gone mostly well. His way is better. But you and I, we can't do that. We can't just dump M&Ms into a popcorn
I have
bucket.
To regulate it. I have to know. Okay. I have to know how much I'm getting of each so that the combination is the right mixture.
Let me explain. I used to have the peanut and M&Ms in the box, and I had the popcorn, and that was all well and good. But then I'm thinking, there's got to be a better way to do this. And there's always a best way. Now, my best way may not be your best way, but for me, there's always a best way. Every food that I eat it in a way that is the most satisfying it can possibly be to me. So I'm sitting there going, what could make this better? And I took the M&Ms and I dipped them into the popcorn. I shook the bag up and I said, let's go. And oh my gosh, I never looked back after that. It was awesome. Awesome. And you have never tried it, so don't.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it. It's so brave. You're so brave. I salute your courage. And also, you know, you have to be a person. You got to be a food mixer. Like, I'm not Sheldon Cooper. My food is allowed to touch, but I'm hesitant to just randomly mix any old food.
Yeah, I get that.
Sherry, can we go back to what the thing that started this, and that is raisin bread.
I'm gonna tell
you a little. If you get raisin bread, and I mean the kind that is not Pepperidge Farm or something you get from the store. I mean something that is homemade.
Yeah.
And you get that, and you cut off. You're not cutting off a slice. You're cutting off a slab, and you take that, and you toast it. And you have to do it in a toaster oven. You can't do it in a toaster. You got to do it in a toaster oven. And then you take it out.
Brother,
and then you put on some butter. Make sure that butter is a little soft. And you put that over it. But don't put so much that you're not going to get a little crunch out of that very first bite of this delicious goodness. Mm.
Oh, my God. There was a bakery in Philly that made raisin challah bread, which is like... Oh, my God. Tender. Like this bread, it has its own very tender texture, very tight crumb, but airy, kind of like a golden cloud. And then you cram some raisins into that bad boy and hit the toaster with that. Now we're living. Yeah. And I don't understand the combination of the bread, the slight salty edge of these Irish butter, because Lamar, we're not animals here. Okay.
Exactly.
We're civilized people.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that sweet, musky hit from the raisins. Mm. Like, I'm sad for you if you don't even want to try that. Like, what is your freaking problem? At a raisin English muffin. The first biscuit I ever ate in my life from a fast food restaurant was a Hardee's cinnamon raisin biscuit, the food of the freaking gods.
It is. My daughter, Alex, she's trying to get off the grid, so she's learning to cook, you know, sourdough bread and all this kind of stuff. And so once she got the sourdough bread dialed in, she started putting raisins in one of the loaves. Oh,
yeah.
It's awesome.
I used to work at an Irish Jewish restaurant called O'Brien Stunts. Yes, it really did exist, and
I love the name of that.
We made our own bagels. So I worked in the kitchen But the bagel making was a separate department. And the first thing you would smell when you hit that restaurant was those cinnamon raisin bagels. It was by far the most popular one. And when you would get one of those bagels out, you think bagel, you're thinking hard and tough. But when you would get one of those bagels, when it first came out, you didn't even have
tender.
To touch it. Oh, it's tender. Mm. And it had that cinnamon and it had that raisin in it. Oh, perfect combination.
Now, I can tell you guys that there are places where, as much as I like raisins and am pro-raisin and want to see an end to the raisin hate, there are places where a raisin does not belong. Just like there are places where I don't belong. Like, I don't belong in the engine room of a rocket. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to break something, right? I don't belong taking your appendix out at the hospital because I've never even seen a video on YouTube of someone getting their appendix out. Raisins do not belong in certain foods. And last summer on Black Twitter, the absolutely most hilarious thing blew up. And it was a complaint about how some white people will stick a raisin into any damn thing and call it a day. And they were talking about, and that's a, by the way, that is a fair accusation because my mom lives out in the desert and those babes will stuff a raisin into a tampon if they can, like anything that can hold a raisin gets one, Lord. Right? Raisins do, I agree with Black Twitter, raisins don't belong in potato salad. What the hell are you doing putting a raisin in potato salad? Now, there are people who say that raisins don't belong in chicken salad, and I agree, but weirdly, green grapes don't seem to be as objectionable. True, Lamar?
Oh, yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
Like, you're allowed to have the raisin's youthful, vibrant cousin, the green grape, but not the raisin. And I don't know if that's a texture issue or whatever. I saw somebody complaining about eating beef stew at an in-law's house and finding raisins in it.
No.
And I think that's a fair complaint. Like, there are places, just because you love a raisin doesn't mean it belongs everywhere. There are places raisins don't go. Could you even imagine eating potato salad with a damn raisin in it?
No.
No, 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 no. That's crazy. That's crazy. I don't know if y'all are familiar with this or not, but there's a podcast that does all kinds of things about wars and different, like the cola wars and the beer wars and whatever. There's one set of episodes for the raisin wars. And I mean, you're talking about raisin cartels, and you're talking about threats, and you're talking about, I mean, that was a big deal. And also the government got involved and they started this thing where it was a raisin administrative committee. And they would hold back a certain amount of raisins to inflate the price, or they would flood the market with raisins. This went on for 60 years. Oh, yeah. It's a big deal. It was a big deal. Sun made, it was like the mob. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they weren't playing around. They were not playing around. They would come offer you the money for your raisin deal, and if you didn't sell, maybe your raisins caught on fire. Maybe they didn't.
Oh, my God. So we're talking about, like, this whole underground, underworld gangster raisin reality that none of us knew.
Yes, because it's big money. It's big money. Just think about it. Anywhere there's big money, there's going to be problems. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Can you imagine the life of a person who's an enforcer for the raisin cartel? Mm. You want to talk about someone who can't get respect.
What do you do? I'm an enforcer. Really? Who are you an enforcer for? It's a cartel. Yeah.
Let's not get into details. But yeah.
So the humble raisin, like, it was like food for, it was in the Middle Ages. It was such a special and exotic luxury food that you would only get it in like your Christmas pudding. Like if you were just a regular person and not nobility or royalty or whatever. Right. So it was this very special thing. And that's why like a plum pudding, a traditional plum pudding is stuffed, or fruitcake, you know, stuffed with raisins and other dry fruits. And then, of course, you know, we had the Great Depression, and we didn't, this is long before we had the explosion of convenience foods and snack foods to prepackaged snacks. Long before we had the cultural practice of stuffing our faces 24/7, raisins were like a treat, like candy. Like, and I think one reason a lot of people hate them is because you grew up in a world where candy, Sour Patch Kids, Starbursts, M&Ms, yes, available everywhere. But your parents or grandparents did not grow up in that world. And they thought putting a little box of raisins in your trick-or-treat bag or your lunchbox was really giving you the high life. And yeah, maybe that's why so many people say they hate raisins, because they were force-fed a so-called healthy treat when their friends were getting, you know, Warhead candies and M&Ms. Thoughts?
You know, they're blaming a lot of this on millennials, because they have been known to be guilty of killing some different foods. They've killed American cheese. Well, I don't know how you call it, American cheese, whatever that orange stuff is. They're at war against mayonnaise and canned tuna. But raisins, they got no idea. They don't even touch. Raisins were down 31% in the last couple of years. 31%. And now California is not the leading producer, because there's just not enough.
Do you know what country is the leading producer of raisins? This is
Turkey.
Kind of shocking. Yes.
Yes, Turkey.
Followed by the United States, Iran, and then India.
Yeah. You see what you raisin haters have done?
They're still eating them over there.
Yeah. You see what y'all raisin haters have done? You have crushed a once proud American industry. The raisin people.
Do you know what industry the millennials have damaged also that you would never believe this? Avocados. They were the inventors of avocado toast. How does this happen?
How are they blaming millennials for avocados?
Because the millennials are going, they're not touching it. They're not doing any kind of social media on it. They're just staying away from it. And they say that social media really runs a lot of stuff.
What about raisin bread toast? Are they touching that?
Yeah, don't go after that.
How could they not?
But it's good.
While I'm confessing shameful things, here's another one. Ready? So I'm married to a raisin-hating man. He hates raisins.
No!
I didn't know he hated raisins until I was in too deep. Oh, my God. I had no idea the extent of his foul raisin hatred. And by the time I realized it, I was in so far, I could not get back out. But one of his favorite places to go eat breakfast is Waffle House. And I'm like, oh, let's go. I love Waffle House. Lamar, there is one thing at Waffle House I love. Would you like to tell the people what that is?
I'm going to say it's raisin pancakes. I mean, raisin waffles.
It's raisin toast. Waffle House is the only chain breakfast place I've ever been to that has raisin toast on the menu.
Do you know when? You know what plate you get it on automatically? Automatically. If you order cheese and eggs, if you don't tell them any different, it's coming with raisin toast. Now, you have to ask for raisin toast on anything else, but cheese and eggs comes automatically with raisin toast.
And you know what they serve alongside that raisin toast? Another food that is maligned as old people food. But y'all need to STFU, because apple butter is delicious.
Oh, I love apple butter.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Apple butter. Yes.
Apple butter. Yeah. Apple butter is good on raisin toast, on regular toast. Apple butter is good if you just spread it across your hand and then lick it like a dog. Apple butter is delicious.
Do you know what word apple butter hates to hear?
Tell me.
Nutella. Nutella. Apple butter hates to hear Nutella. Hates to hear it. Because Nutella hurt apple butter.
Can we please talk, like, the very same people that are like, ew, raisins and apple butter, are you 1,000 years old? As they cram another fistful of overly sweet, gross, hazelnut-flavored Nutella down their pie hole.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's so sweet and so disgusting. And
I've never
had it. Fine. Oh, Max, you won't. I know you. You won't like it.
It's too sweet. It's just way, 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 way. It's like melting a Hershey bar and putting it on a piece of toast. I don't get it. But now let me tell you, the kids, Alex and Gabriel, when I first met them, and Carla and I were dating, they were eating apple butter like it was going out of style. And then one day, Nutella showed up. And the apple butter just sat there and sat there and sat there. We finally had to throw it away. It was it. it was it. They jumped on Nutella and still love Nutella.
My kids, I started them off after I weaned them from nursing them. I was like, we are a raisin and apple butter family. And I'm just so sorry, but nothing else will be allowed. And they were fine. Like, to this day, Caramia loves apple butter. But then they went to a friend's house and those people had Nutella. And so then we entered the Nutella phase. And that lasted for years. And then one day, my daughter Olivia comes home and she goes, Mom, did you know there's such a thing as cookie butter? And I did know, but I was hoping that my children would not discover cookie butter in the same way that we hope our children don't discover heroin. So I'm like, yeah, I'm familiar with cookie butter. You know what cookie butter is, folks? I want you to take, you know those cookies that you get on airplanes? They come in the white package with the red logo. They're oval shaped and they're very delicious. Yep. They're crisp and thin and very delicious. I want you to take a pound of those. Then I want you to crush it into bits and add some more sugar and some sort of fat. I don't know, hydrogenated vegetable oil, maybe coconut oil. And I want you to blend it into a paste. And then I want you to take that and put it on a piece of toast. It is, Max, you would hate it. It's so sweet. So, so sweet.
Yeah, too much.
No,
too
much. I wouldn't want that.
But here's the thing. Like, Lamar, like, I live and let live. If you want to take a fistful of Nutella and a fistful of cookie butter and shove it right you know where, you go ahead.
That's your business.
But while you're doing that, why is your mouth denigrating raisins? Because that is just unacceptable.
Do y'all remember in the heyday when they were advertising the California raisins?
Mm-hmm.
Through the grape. Oh, my. I just read a thing a little while ago that says millennials have no idea who the California raisins are. Yeah. And that was their best advertising campaign ever.
Do you know the California Raisins had a Christmas special all their own? Did you know that?
Like on TV?
Like on TV.
Do you like a 30-minute thing?
Do you want to know who watched it? I did. Because my girlfriend and her brother said, the Raisins did a Christmas special. Let's find it. So we found it on YouTube and we watched it this past Christmas.
When Hardee's was doing a promotion and every week they had a different raisin, I had all the raisins. And I was on a truck then, and in my beer truck, across my dash was all of the California raisins. I had them glued to the top of my dash, and I could look at the raisins as I was driving down the road. I love the California raisins. It was awesome.
So then here's my question. It was an extraordinarily successful ad campaign, but it didn't fix the raisin hatred problem, did it?
Well, because the people that are hating the raisins now never were charmed by the California raisins.
Is Doc with us, or did Tony suck him into a meeting? Doc, are you here?
I'm here.
Speak for your people, Doc. Speak for all millennials and address the great raisin hatred debate.
So I'm conflicted because oatmeal raisin cookies are my all-time favorite, and I do enjoy raisin bread. However, outside of that, I kind of classify raisins. There's this little classification of food that I have where there's like raisins, it's coffee. I think it's also coleslaw and seafood where I'm just not going to go out of my way to get it. And like, I will walk past the raisins in, you know, the grocery store and I'm like, you know what? I should try them, but you know, try them because I haven't had, you know, just a box of raisins since I was a kid. But every time I'm like, I don't know. Something doesn't seem right about this. And I just walk off.
Well, but we can embrace you in the circle because there are raisin things that you really like, right? And I agree with you that there are times, like a lot of times the raisins that somebody hands you are stale and old and gross. And I think we can all agree that what in the name of who hurt you, Deborah, are you putting raisins in potato salad for? Speak to that. And let me apologize for all white people.
Yeah, that is a, as far as food offenses in the black community, I think that's definitely got to be number one.
Please.
That's felonious. Like, and on behalf of all white people, please accept my most heartfelt apologies. I don't know who came up with the notion to put a raisin in potato salad, but that person was wrong. Yeah. And your people are owed for that.
Oh my God.
Well, I feel a lot better now, and I'm not gonna remain silent now when I see raisins being bullied and harassed, whether it's online or in the real world. I'm gonna step forward and go, take a seat, Karen. That little dried grape has the same right to be here as you or me.
Yes.
I love when you say, who hurt you, Deborah?
Well, it's true. Seriously. Show me on the doll, girl. Who did that to you that you think a raisin belongs in potato salad? How dare you bring all white people down that way? We have enough problems on our own.
Yeah.
New episodes of the Oddcast every Monday. Our website is bobandsheri.com. Do not bring your raisin hatred here. Go to the Reddit. Go to Reddit for that, okay? We are supporters of the raisin. We'll see you next time on the Oddcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Oddcast, Talking Lamar and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.